Oh, hi there. I'm glad you're here. Come in. Oh, she's not here. You seem confused. Why don't you come on in and sit down and we'll talk? Oh, no, it's me who wanted to talk to you, not her. Do you want a beer or something to drink? Why don't you have a beer? Have a seat. Here you go. Oh, she won't be back for a while. She and her father are somewhere. I don't know, but they'll be out for the rest of the evening, so I have you all to myself. You seem uncomfortable. Are you uncomfortable being alone with me? That's really unfortunate, because that's what I wanted to talk to you about. No. My husband is very powerful. He's a very rich man, which is why we have such a lovely house, and why my stepdaughter has such a nice car to drive you around in and take you out with all your little friends. It's lovely. But what he doesn't really have is much interest in the bedroom. It's not his fault, really. He just cares more about his money. But I still have needs. And you're such a strapping young man. I think you'll be the perfect person to help me fill those needs. But that means you're going to have to get comfortable being alone with me. Oh, I think we both know that you can cheat on her, don't we? Do you need me to get the pictures? I saw you the other day at the restaurant, in the parking lot, with that little slut. She seemed very impressed. So I thought this might be the perfect opportunity to get what I need. I think that you have some considering to do. Do you want to end your relationship with my stepdaughter or start an additional one with me? I know that you don't entirely mind being around me. I've seen the way you look at me. I'm not blind. Maybe I should show you and remind you. Are you so opposed to the idea of touching me? Of touching my breasts? Or licking my pussy? I keep it shaved. I know she doesn't, but it's how my husband likes it, and it's how I like it. Do you like it? I don't think you have much of a choice. I think you're gonna get down on your knees in front of me, and you're gonna lick my pussy. Because if you don't, I'm not going to just tell her. I'm going to tell my husband. And if you think you're going to get into college, get a job, once he hears you cheated on his little princess, you've got another thing coming, sweetie. I think you should just resign yourself to being my little fuckboy and get over here and put those lips to good use, don't you? That's what I thought. Oh, for someone who complains a lot, oh, you're very good at that. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come on your face. Yeah. Fuck yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, such a good boy. You can stop now. Oh, I bet those jeans are getting awfully uncomfortable, aren't they? I bet you wish I'd let you take them off and do something about that hard cock, don't you? I'm not sure I believe you. Maybe I should just send you home like that, and you can just dream about putting your cock where your tongue just was. No? So I should just let you go home like that then? You're not having any fun with me? If you stay, I'm going to fuck you. Is that what you want? Good boy. Now take those jeans off and sit down. So I can ride that cock. So lovely and hard. Can you feel how wet I am? Does she do this to you? Rub her wet pussy along your cock? Tease you like this? No. Are you ready to be inside me? So much better than him. So hard and big inside me. It's so good. Oh, how do I feel? I know better than that little slut of a stepdaughter, aren't I? Nice and tight and wet around your cock. That's what you needed, right? Oh, a real woman fucking you. Ooh, a real woman to use this gorgeous cock. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Oh, like he never has. That's it. Oh, just like that. I want you to come inside me. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, come. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, such a good boy. Well, hot stuff. That was fun. But you'd better get out before your girlfriend and my husband get home. Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I'm never gonna give you up.